Moving on, now, foreign-backed terrorists in Syria have resumed shelling two towns in the northwestern Idlib province after a brief ceasefire collapse there. The truce between the terrorists and government forces, along with Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, came into effect on Wednesday morning. Efforts for extending the ceasefire in the Foua and Kafuria failed until it expired earlier in the day. Syrian sources say a child and her father have been killed in the shelling. Foua and Kafuria are two Shia towns in Idlib and are the last government-held areas in the province. Last week, several civilians were killed in the terrorist attacks there. Mohammed Ali, our correspondent, joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mohammed, tell us about the events that unfolded in Idlib province after the collapse of the brief ceasefire.
Yes, as you have just said, foreign-backed militants, particularly and mainly the extremist group of Ahrar al-Sham, launched mortar shells at the two villages that are under siege, Kafaya and Al-Foua and Idlib countryside, the last areas controlled by the Syrian government in that governorate this morning, signaling the collapse of a ceasefire that was reached between the Syrian government and the so-called Ahrar al-Sham militant group over there in Idlib. Of course, according to the reports we heard during those 48 to 72 hours was that the ceasefire stipulates halting all kinds of attacks and offensive on two main areas, or three areas. On the one hand, it stipulated that the Syrian government would stop its offensive along with Hezbollah on al-Zabadani, the last stronghold of militants near Damascus, while the militants on their side would stop their attacks on those two villages. During the ceasefire, of course, we learned that during the ceasefire, negotiations, indirect negotiations, was taking place between both sides on further details, of course, of how to perhaps bring in aid for the civilians in Kafaria and Al-Foua and evacuate the civilians over there, and on the other hand, allow also militants, wounded militants, to also safely evacuate from Al-Zabadani. Nevertheless, we learned that the negotiations failed, and after the failure of the negotiations, the militants started shelling, of course, Kafaria and Al-Foua, and definitely we're expecting to hear about battles resuming inside Al-Zabadani, where the Syrian army and Hezbollah were actually advancing before the ceasefire rapidly over there. So also signaling the failure of negotiations, some of the leaders of the so-called Ahrar al-Sham militant group posted online some posts over there on the internet, signaling also the failure of such negotiations. So definitely we're expecting to hear about fighting continuing in Al-Zabadani now, and unfortunately also the shelling of civilians in Kafaria and Al-Foua.
Thank you, Mohammed, for the update. Mohammed Ali, our correspondent, joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.